That is valid. That's a new one.
I don't know why, but anyway, if you put the kids on the floor on the pallet, people would say, well, we'll make a Baptist pallet for them. All of them sleep together.
I wonder why, that's fascinating. I worked in Baptist country, but I never...
You never heard that before?
And in the kitchen, how did you keep milk cold?
You would laugh if you knew how we kept milk cold. We had a well right out the back door. The milk that we drank, we put it on a chain and let it down that way. And it stayed cool. Noontime, we'd take it out. But after lunch, or what we call dinner then, we would put that milk back in the well. And the next morning, we'd put some fresh milk in it.
How about...
Now, some people had springs. We didn't have one. Yes, some people use springs.
Did you ever hear anybody call it a dairy?
No.
What does the word mean?
The word dairy to me means a dairy farm. That's,
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And off the kitchen, did you have, well, just to, if you describe what you have in the kitchen, where did you keep dishes?
We had a kitchen cabinet, which was not built in. It was just a piece of furniture.
I see. Go to a cabinet, it wasn't safe.
Yes. We had a safe, too.
I see.
We had a cabinet, and then later we had a safe. And there's a difference in it.
And the safe is for food?
Really and truly, we kept dishes in there.
I see. Well, the safe, as I understand it, has metal doors with designs?
Ours had glass doors in it. And it had...
Different.
Yes, it had glass doors. It was just a tall piece of furniture with glass doors. It had two drawers here. In fact, it's still out at my mother's, but it's all... it's no good. I don't know if you could have it restored or not. If you could, it would be a real antique. But then down at the bottom, it had two doors. You know, down here that opened up.
What would a cabinet be?
The cabinet that we had two drawers, big drawers, and we kept meal in one of them and flour in one of them. And up here we kept our baking powder and soda and sugar and any food that we might have that we needed to put in that cabinet.
That's interesting. See, that's just reverse what you find
in some places.
City,
yeah. But this was a period that safe we had as a kid. It was a nice one.
Did you have a room where you kept old things that you didn't want to throw away?
Well, this room right here was rather large, and as far as clothes and things like that's concerned, that's where most of those things stayed. And even we had our canned fruit in that room, too.
Suppose you had a chair that was broken and didn't want to throw it away, but you needed to store it.
We usually stored ours at the barn. That's the only place we had. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a junk room?
Yes, but we didn't have one unless you could call this one one, and we didn't put furniture in it.
Did you ever use plundered?
A what?
The word plundered for any of that?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I've heard the word plunder.
Which meant
junk.
Just
junk collection.
How about lumber? Or lumber, plunder, either one.
Never heard the word lumber used that way.
How did you clean the whole barn on that subject? What did you keep in the attic?
We didn't have anything in our attic.
I see. There's no way to get them.
Well, they had a, they call it a crawl hole, but that was all. It was not a sealed attic, and there was nothing up there.